Welcome to episode 229 of Fly Away. We're a group of travel agents from Outlander Travel who love to get together every week to talk about all things travel. Whether you've been listening for a while or just tuning in, we're happy that you found us. We truly believe that travel has the power to change the world, and we want to inspire others to come along with us. We chat about destinations, current events, our favorite experiences, and lots more. We'd love to hear your feedback and ideas for topics, so be sure to connect with us on our website, Facebook, or Twitter. My name is Donna, and this week I'm joined by my fellow Outlander travel agents, Laura, Elizabeth, Lindsay, and Sandy. We're always on the lookout for new, beautiful resorts to send our clients to, and last year a new resort opened in the Riviera Maya that has been setting the bar for what luxury, all-inclusive resorts can be. This winter, Elizabeth and her husband spent a couple of nights here, so tonight we thought we'd ask her about what she thought. So let's get started.
Yay.
So it's called Unico 2087. What does that mean?
So I don't actually know what Unico means. But I can tell you what 2087 means. It's the latitude and longitude of the resort. And so basically the idea is that they want to be very much tied to the Yucatan Peninsula and to to nature there and to the environment there. So a lot of the materials used to build the resort were all locally sourced from like that area or from the peninsula somewhere. So the woods and things like that are all the plants and trees that grow native to the Yucatan. So they wanted to make sure that it was very local. And then the idea moving forward, and it was nice because I stayed here for two nights, but the day before I stayed there, I got to do a resort tour with the sales manager. So I actually got a little bit more information, which I highly recommend doing that resort tour right before you stay there because you know so much more. I already knew where everything was. But he said that that's the idea is as they grow this brand, they will be looking for locations where they can basically they would like to. Yeah. He didn't have any hints as to where they might be. But the idea is that if this brand holds that they would like to, do that. So that each one would be, I guess it'll always be Unico, and it'll have the different numbers for the latitude and longitude for where it is. So
that's going to be confusing because
Unico in Spanish means unique.
Oh, thank you. I could have looked that up. Yeah, which totally makes sense, right? And that's the idea is that each one will be completely unique and specific to where it is located.
So was this a new build?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's cool. Brand new build. And it's a fairly small resort, actually, all things considered. So
this resort gets a lot of cool buzz.
It does.
It is a very small resort, but it doesn't feel like it's a small resort. Mm-hmm. Like, it still has all the bells and whistles of the bigger resorts. I kind of had that, more of a boutique all-inclusive.
Yes, I think that's a really good way to put it because, if you go to a big all-inclusive, they'll boast, we have 9 restaurants, we have 11 restaurants, we have 14 restaurants, which is awesome because I like variety. And so, so I still think I could stay at Unico for a week and have a really great experience. There are 4 distinct dining restaurants. And so, for a night, for 7 nights, I could, eat a couple places twice and try a couple of different things from the menu. So it's not, millions of restaurants. It's not going to be one of those things where you really can't, you'll leave the resort, depending on how long you stay, you'll leave the resort feeling like you experienced all of it completely.
So when I think of this resort, I think about wellness. Is that correct?
Wellness, maybe more like I get like the hip yoga. I get the millennial vibe. I really do.
I feel like the yoga groups are going to go there.
You thought she said llamas?
Yeah. When I think of the resort, I think of llamas. And I was like,
there were no llamas.
Alpacas.
Yeah, and one of the restaurants is called Alpaca Your Lunch.
That's really clever, though. That would be on Virgin Voyages, I think. But no, I think the wellness is definitely there. I think it does cater to a crowd that is interested in health and wellness, that wants to be healthy. They have one whole section of the pool has cycles submerged into it. So they do a water spin class. Yeah,
that's cool.
I watched it. I didn't participate because that would be crazy. But people were out there like sweating their butts off in the water. And it looked really really cool.
Because you get,
and it's this whole section
of
the pool.
You get a
whole
other kind of resistance from
it.
That's a cool idea.
Yep. And as far as I can tell, they're always, that, you know, that section of the pool is just, it was created for the cycle class, the spin class.
Well, I think it kind of fits in with, if you said it's boutique and it's smaller, it kind of fits in with that. Oftentimes those personalities or those traits are also aligned with folks who might want yoga or spinning or wellness or might be real, you know, they're not looking for the fast, the furious, the multiple parties, the how many chocolate fountains can you fit in one resort?
Yes.
Kind of thing, right?
Although you can certainly eat well. I mean, when I say well, I don't mean healthy. So there are unhealthy options. And that's, you know, probably when you go, you can come back and report on the wellness section because I was not paying that much attention. But there were, I mean, there were things like aromatherapy. And I mean, it definitely, there was sort of an idea that you needed to be centered. And even that whole, the fact that it's so connected to where it's located, that sort of brings it into this.
Is that
sort
the
of,
place where you guys got to pick out your scents for your room?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I love
they
that.
Bring. So one of the things that's so cool about this is a luxury resort. It's still, the prices are creeping up and up and up. But when the introductory prices came out, it was such a good deal. I mean, you know, it was like a ridiculous deal. It's still very much worth the money, but the prices are creeping up and up. So you'll want to book soon. The sooner the better.
Check it out.
But it is a luxury experience. So when we walked in, there is a desk where one could, in theory, check in, but they ushered us right to a couch in the lounge. And then a personal concierge came up and did all of our check-in with a clipboard and a card reader. You know, all of it was right there. It was very, and then he said, okay, while you're filling out this paperwork, I'm going to go get your aromatherapy choices. And he came back with four, it was a little wooden box made with four candles in it. And we could sniff each one and decide which one we wanted. And it wasn't, I was worried, you know, I let my husband pick it because he's super sensitive to smells. I'm just mildly sensitive to them. And he picked one and, you know, I think I noticed it in the room, but it wasn't like,
so could
here's
you,
a Glade
like,
freshener spraying at you, but you know, it's very subtle.
Could you buy like candles and stuff of that?
Yes,
if you
I think so. I think they were available in the spa for sure. Yeah, you know, I say yes, I think so for sure, but I really feel so. And then there was also like, you get an amenity where you go to the spa and you show them this little card that's in your room when you check in, and they let you pick out something. And we got like an individually handmade soap. They had like these chocolate soaps, but they also had several other choices there, bath salts and things like that. So, and you get one complimentary, every guest gets one.
Nice.
Oh, I love that they immediately like sit you on a comfy couch.
Yeah.
Like they're trying to say, take a breath.
Yeah.
You're on vacation.
Yeah.
This is going to be different. Leave the world behind.
Yeah. And I don't know about, I don't know how obvious it is to you guys. You probably don't notice this about me, but I have a hard time relaxing now because I work all the time. And so I just don't really let go. And I will say, as soon as I walked in there, now I did go in with the mindset of, you know what, I'm freaking taking 2 days off. But when, you know, when they ushered me to that couch and, you know, put some candles in front of me, I was like, yeah, this is awesome. And that concierge, he basically said, you know, dining reservations, where do you want to eat? And I already had decided where we were going to eat because I'd done that resort tour before. But I asked him for recommendations because I wanted to see if his recommendations were the same as the sales manager. And then we talked a little bit about the choices, and because we only had 2 nights and there were 4 restaurants. So we actually did have to make some tough choices. So,
so which restaurants did you eat at?
We ate at the Mexican and the Italian restaurant. So
you didn't eat at the one where they bring the little ice cream cart for your dessert?
No. No. But did you see my videos? They made us Mayan coffee. They like set coffee on fire right next to our table. It was amazeballs. And homemade guacamole, they did that table side as well.
Was the coffee,
what makes coffee
spicy?
Mayan coffee.
Mayan coffee has booze in it.
It's Mayan and not urine?
Yeah, right. Wow, Laura is on fuego this evening.
She is.
Have you seen the she had some of that Mayan coffee today.
What did you say, Lindsay?
Green seltzer I'm drinking.
Did you guys see the pop-up bars while you were there?
Like no,
the,
no.
And the guy comes out and put it. And then they have like the you build your own mixology cocktail fix-ins at the bar. And this is really cool. all these really cool things that you don't typically get to see or do.
Yes. And it's all about the spontaneity too. Like, you need to be at the right place at the right time, but there's an app. So it kind of pops up and tells you, oh, by the way, this is happening here.
Yeah. That's cool.
So we were there for such a short period of time that I really don't feel like we experienced all of that.
So I interrupted you. The Mayan coffee, what's in it?
Coffee and chocolate. I don't remember all the ingredients. I actually tried. There was this little part of me that as he started, I was like, oh, I'm going to make this at home. I'm going to memorize this. And once he got to about step 47, I'm like, no, this is not going to happen. And he like pours the flames over the coffee. I mean, it was just amazing. And it's all tableside. So that restaurant is called Cueva Siete. Cueva, what does Cueva mean?
Siete means six.
Seven. Six. Six?
Yes, seven.
Dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, seven.
That's what I thought. It's seven. I think it's seven lands is what it is, or it's seven waves, something like that. But the concept is that it's rotating chefs for modern Mexican food. And so they basically get these famous to semi-famous chefs from Mexico to design the menu. And so the current one is Javier Perez Stone, who I don't know well, but the food is really amazing. And it's contemporary Mexican, not Tex-Mex. You know, they did make really good guacamole. But it's very, very Mexican in origin. So local foods, you know, farm to table kind of stuff. We really enjoyed that meal, and it wasn't just the coffee. And it did, it started with tableside guacamole and ended with tableside flaming coffee. It was great. And the coffee was delicious. The service was great. You can eat outside, and they very purposefully designed everything so that the restaurants, the outside seating is pointed in a direction so that you don't get that direct sun when the restaurant is like, they know where they paid attention to where the sun was going to be, and they made sure that it's not, you know, beating down your face. So it's beautiful sitting out on the terrace. And we ate outside both nights, at two different terraces, and, very few people did ask to go outside. So it was almost like private dining, you know, it was really nice. Yeah. So we ate at the Mexican restaurant and then the Italian, and it was and honestly, we weren't going to eat at the Italian because we eat Italian a lot at home. I love Italian food. And the other choices are a grill. So it's like steaks, burgers, that sort of thing. And then, an Asian restaurant focused heavily on Japanese. And Chris really, when I told him what the restaurants were, he voted for Asian and Mexican. So we were going to do Asian. But then the guy, as we were touring, he said the Italian restaurant is the best restaurant on property, which surprised me because I would have thought the Mexican restaurant was. But it was an excellent. And of course, then I'm like, well, wait, I know good Italian restaurants. Italian restaurants are my thing. So don't tell me it's a good Italian restaurant. I have to find out. So Chris basically got talked into it and did not regret it at all. We had a really good meal. I definitely feel like it was in the top Italian restaurants that I've ever eaten at.
Nice.
So yeah. It's been a while, so I might be remembering this incorrectly, because I was there in April of last year, and I remember there being something about the nightlife where it's not very hopping at night, but because it's part of the Hard Rock family of brands. It's in the Hard Rock family. You can go over to the Hard Rock for the nightlife from Utico. Am I remembering that incorrectly?
That may be true. I actually didn't ask that question, but I wouldn't be surprised. However,
I remember writing it down somewhere, but I don't have any notes.
And I don't remember seeing people do that. I will say, like, there was a conference going on there when I was there. Like, they were just finishing up. The bar was hopping in the evening with conference people. You know how conference people are. It wasn't travel agency. It was like a chemical company or something. And I thought, what a great place to have a meeting. You should contact your travel agent if you need to plan a conference, because this is an amazing choice for it. And the bars were, to me, it was the right amount of nightlife for somebody my age. It was not like wild parties and foam parties and all that, but it definitely had a fun vibe.
Yeah. I remember, I think I made a mental note of it at the time, because I thought, what a great place to bring a group of people that have diverse interests, and maybe you have some partiers who'd want to go do that. You know, just what a wonderful mix of things to do in one area. So I'm going to, you know, God, I wish I had my notes in front of me, but I I swear that was something you could do.
And it could be that you could and can't anymore too, because I think they are trying to keep that brand clearly separated. Even though they now both have the all, the, what is it? The, unlimited inclusions, which we can talk about.
I bet, but, you, if they do share, it's not both ways.
Yes, I would. No, it wouldn't be both ways.
No, I don't think
there's not enough room. Yeah.
It was not both ways. It was one way.
But it is adult only. So it is important. And Hard Rock is not. Hard Rock has an adult only section. But this is all adult only. But it does have rooms with two beds. So you can't, like, I've had a girls group go there. It's great for girls groups, actually.
Yeah, girls groups. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Sorority reunions, bachelorette parties, wedding parties. Even if you have family that's coming, put them over at the Hard Rock.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put them somewhere else.
Yeah. It really, you're absolutely right. And it's such a small resort. The other thing that I loved about it was we had an entry level room, and an entry level room is a swim out.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So it's not, I mean, like they didn't build rooms that are just throwaway rooms, and all the rooms are pretty much the same size. It's just about location and view. So you've got swim out rooms that are your entry level. And of course those are all on the first floor. And then you have ocean view rooms. And then there's premium ocean view, which is higher up. Mm-hmm. And you can't see the ocean from the swim out rooms. You really can't. You're really ground level. And then there's ocean front. And that's really it. And then there's a couple of suites. So how much ocean do you want? Mm-hmm. And everything except for the first floor is ocean view at least. So it's built
is
sort of like a view
what?
With a, huh?
You said everything except for is ocean
first,
view.
Everything except for the first floor is ocean view.
Okay.
Yeah. And the first floor is all swim out. So
you had mentioned about locally, I mean, getting their materials from the local area as well as going farm to table and all. So did you see a lot of, I guess, ecological advancements like solar panels and things like that?
No, and I did not ask that on the tour. If it's there, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's there, it's not super obvious. But I do think that they are energy efficient. I mean, with it being a new build, I feel like that it did not indicate in any way to me that it was like draining power. Like it seemed like it didn't have over an excessive amount of lighting or anything like that. So, but I don't know about solar panels or anything like that. They were doing a little construction when I was there and we asked what that was. And it's actually in order to be a 5-star, property, you have to have a service elevator. So they were building a service elevator because they didn't have one. Yeah. So.
And you didn't visit the spa.
I did visit the spa.
Oh.
That's actually probably why I missed the pop-up bar.
So I want to hear about, because I think we kind of touched on the unlimited resort credit. So how does that work?
Okay, so I was there in 2018, right at the end of 2018. Mm-hmm. And at that point, it was a 20% service fee only on many activities and spa treatments. A lot of all the things that are extra at an all-inclusive, if that makes any sense,
mm-hmm.
you could get included. It was included, but you just had to pay a 20% service fee, which sounds like, okay, well then they're just charging me for it. But think about at a regular all-inclusive, you would pay for the service and for the service fee, right? So it's a huge savings.
So is it the tip or did you still tip?
No, you didn't tip over that. Well, you could, but that was considered the tip. Yes.
Okay.
What they did was at the end of 2018, beginning of 2019, they changed to this, unlimited inclusions. And it's sort of, if you visited a Hard Rock, you've experienced that unlimited, resort credit. And it wasn't that you got an unlimited amount of resort credit, but you could spend it. So if you got $1,500, you could spend it all in the spa if you wanted to. Most other all-inclusives, when they give you resort credit, you can spend $100 in the spa and $20
on
a bottle of wine. It's all like parsed out.
Mm-hmm.
So Hard Rock sort of tried this unlimited inclusions where they said, well, unlimited resort credit where they said, here's resort credit. You spend it any way you want to. So if you want to golf all day, you go ahead. If you want to be in the spa all day, you go ahead. You spend it however you want to. And so what they did was they transformed that, and now all of the AIC resorts, so Hard Rock and Unico and Eden Rock, they've all gone to this unlimited inclusions where for a 25% service fee, everything is included. So the difference, just in case you're confused, because you're like, but you said it was all included for 20%. If you went to the spa, there were about 40 menu choices, and about 20 of them had asterisks beside them because they were included. But the other 20 did not, and you would have to pay for those. So what they did was, instead of doing that, they just said, okay, now it's all included, but we're going to raise the service fee, the mandatory service fee.
And just to be clear, like your food, your alcohol, that kind of stuff.
That's all included anyway.
You know, if it was kid friendly, kid club would be included.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's all included anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, so basically we spent, I would say what we spent for a massage is what we would spend here for a massage, as opposed to a normal resort. You know, normally at a resort you pay a little bit of a premium. It's more than what you would spend at home unless you live in like Miami or New York or whatever, something like with that. So yeah, we felt like we got a good deal. It was a really nice treatment. The spa was, you know, was beautiful and really well done. I felt very comfortable there and definitely had that sort of Om feeling about it, where you know you could meditate a little bit, and nice robes and all that stuff. It was really quite good. And they have the hydrotherapy where you know you do the hot pool and the cold pool and the
Since it is included, did you find any problems trying to actually get it booked?
Nope, not at all. We walked, and remember, we were only there 2 days. We didn't book anything in advance. We didn't book any dining in advance. I don't think you can. The concierge took care of the dining for us. Then we walked over to the spa, and we said, we'd like to do it around 3 o'clock. And they were like, 3 o'clock works for us.
Nice.
And I mean, I don't know that it was in December. It was about 2 weeks before Christmas. I don't know that the resort was at complete capacity, but it wasn't empty. I mean, because that conference was going on too. Of course, I guess conference goers probably aren't spending a lot of time in the spa. But.
You know, resorts never feel full to me, even when they are though.
Yeah.
So how far is it from the airport?
It's about an hour.
Okay.
Yeah. It's about an hour.
Is it close to Hard Rock, like the Riviera?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. In fact, we toured Unico and Ishkaret, and you pass Hard Rock in between the two of those. So.
Okay.
Yep. But it's totally worth that drive, and then you know, because you're getting so much included, bump up to a private transfer and enjoy a nice, you know, nice SUV.
Yeah. In the car.
it was really nice. And I did. I mean, you know, on the way there, I had a beer that I picked up at the airport. We stayed at another resort before that, but it was close by. So, but yeah, and then one of the cool things that they did too was, along with the little spa gift in our room, were two hats, a his and hers hat. And they're like these straw beach hats. The guy's hat is more like a fedora. Yeah. And you get to keep them. And not only that, you can take them to the pool and there's somebody there who will customize them. So like my girls groups would go and they knew that it was all girls in the room. So they gave them all girl hats and they, all went down and they had their, names and like the year put on them, but you could do, you know, you could do like troublemaker or beach bum or whatever you could. And it's totally complimentary. Yeah. So these like little extra inclusions that it just makes it all
like little details.
Yeah, really special. And the food, incidentally, we talked about the food and the fireside, everything, but it was excellent. Excellent food. Yeah, which I always look for in an all inclusive because it isn't always excellent. This was definitely excellent.
Food, quality food and alcohol, especially when it's an all inclusive, the quality of the alcohol to me is really important, like the wine that you have with dinner.
The tiki drinks.
Yeah, the tiki drinks.
I will say my go-to to judge a bartender in a bar is an old-fashioned, because there's so many ways you can do it. Everybody has a little spin on it. They were not super successful with the old-fashioned. They weren't aware of what it was. So,
I bet you they made a mead margarita though.
Yeah, probably. I didn't have one, but yeah. And they had like a menu with specialty cocktails in the bar there. So
I know you talked about the coffee, but recently I've had spicy hot chocolate and it was so good. Mm. Did they have anything like that there?
Not, you know? No. I mean, maybe.
I didn't have chocolate.
Yeah. I need to go get some of that stuff. That was good. Yeah. A friend of mine invited us over for tea. She's from Argentina, and she got it in Hillsborough, though, so it was, like, local, but it was so good.
Well, that's how hot chocolate was originally spicy. Like, that was part of the thing.
It was brilliant.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Sandy asked her to make you a Pisco Sour.
Okay.
P-I-S-C-O is the name of the liquor.
All right.
Pisco.
Is it spicy?
It's from Argentina.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's a lemon. It's a lemon, like a lemon martini. And,
I love lemon.
I'll have to tell her she needs to invite me back over. Make me drinks.
My sister made them for Thanksgiving 2 years ago when I went home for Thanksgiving. And the three sisters were together for the first time. And I couldn't eat Thanksgiving dinner because I enjoyed the cocktails too much.
Wow.
Those Argentinians, they know how to drink.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. I'm thinking we need to have a meeting at Unico.
I know. It really, I would go back there again and again and again. I mean, I think we may
I love
do that
the
again.
Swings. And what was the, I forget the name of the restaurant where they had the swing chairs.
I think that might have been the grill. That might have been 2087. Yeah, that might have been 2087.
Was it like on the beach?
Yeah, and we didn't, I think we had lunch there one day. But we didn't sit in the swing chairs. We were inside. So, yeah, the lunch is casual. That restaurant is the buffet during the day for breakfast and lunch. And then it's a sit-down meal, you know, like a steakhouse kind of place for dinner.
You sit in your hammock on your...
It was so funny. As soon as we checked in, Chris went out there and he was like, ooh, look at the pool. Ooh. And he was in that swing chair like immediately, that little hammock. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was very happy with his hat on.
I love the decor. I love the style. And I love that, you know, like you said, that there's no throwaway room.
Mm-hmm.
That even if you get the entry level room, you're still getting great.
Sorry about the noise in my house. Yeah, no, I like it too. And you know what you're going to get, because honestly, it's really quite honest. It's like, this is a swim out room. This is an ocean view. And the rooms are pretty much exactly the same. They will have individual touches, like the rug, maybe a little, because it's made look from locally sourced stuff, but the overall room, you know, you're going to get the same things. Yep. They do. A lot of people ask about the bathrooms in all-inclusive resorts and the privacy thing. It's one of those things where they had the sliding panels between the sink and the bedroom. But then there were glass doors for the shower, frosted glass doors for the shower and the water closet. So
you just don't want your friends walking in.
Right. I mean, honestly, my thought was for my girls groups, like, you know, and I think it's actually, you know, as long as you close the panels and your girlfriend doesn't, you know,
don't get
throw them
in,
open.
Like,
But no, I think it's the way you walk into the bathroom. Yeah. You have to be aware of where each other is in there. But
I think it's Breathless where you have to be more careful because it's like the giant glass box. And
And there are a lot of resorts like that where everything's like a big glass shower and it opens up and, you know, basically the glass goes to the bedroom and all that. So.
Some people want you mentioned Breathless.
Yeah, I told you.
Lindsay and I, you and I share a room. We'll just have to make sure. Go away, go to the bar, and I'm going to go take a shower.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. There are ways around everything. That's right.
There is a mini bar in the room, and it's got your basic beer and wine and sodas and stuff, and you can customize that. So you can say, you know, I only want this kind of beer, assuming that they have it.
I only want Mick Ultra, nothing else.
Yeah. I don't remember if there was Mick Ultra.
Probably not.
And honestly, we were in the room a bit.
It's probably
but we
Corona.
Weren't in the room. And it's because they are sort of on the luxury end, you do have beach butlers. And you also, the pool service actually came up to us while we were in our swim out room and brought us menu and food and drink. Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
They didn't come by as often as I might have liked. They might have underestimated the speed of my beverage intake. But
your chugginess.
Yeah. My chugginess. But I mean, I sat out there and read, and I mean, it was just lovely. Yeah.
You're supposed to tip them at the first drink and go, just keep them coming.
Yeah, exactly. Every 5 minutes, buddy, come on back by. So.
Well, next time you go, you just have to promise me you'll try the ice cream cart.
Okay. Well, and I need to try the pop-up bar too. I would like to spend a little bit more time there. We did.
So many people have been there.
Yeah. We spent, and there's a party pool and a quiet pool, and we actually went over to the quiet pool because I was curious about it, because it actually has an infinity thing that sort of looks out over the ocean, but there's trees and stuff there. It wasn't quite as clear a view as I hoped, but I went over there because I wanted to see what that was like. And there's a pool bar in each of them, so you can enjoy, and it was, you know, you could socialize if you wanted to, but you didn't have to. I could be introvert or an extrovert. In a small resort, sometimes you do feel like you have to talk, but yeah, we met a couple people. I had a special margarita that they made. I wish I could remember what it was called, but it was delicious. And they and several people asked me about it because it was clearly a specialty drink. And they're like, "Where'd you get that? What is that?" So, it was a great experience, and I can't recommend it highly enough. I've sent many clients there, and they all come back happy. I have somebody going in a couple weeks.
I have a friend that wants to do a trip with her sisters, and I keep telling her to go there, and she's like, "No, what's it called again?" Like,
yeah. Yeah, and I'm forcing myself to remember the 2087 because I do just call it Unico, but if they ever do expand the brand, and I hope they do.
That would be cool, but I think they might need to come up with a different way to distinguish, because I think most people just call it Unico.
Yes, well, they're going to stop once
they come. Well, it'll be like
Unico, Mexico.
Yeah.
Unico, yeah,
Punta Cana.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that is actually our show for this evening. So we want to thank you for hanging out with us, and we'd love for you to share your life-changing travel moments with us on our Facebook page. And you can find us on Facebook as Fly Away or from our podcast page on OutlanderTravel.com. Please be sure to subscribe to us and leave us a review in iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. So on behalf of Sandy, Laura, Elizabeth, Lindsay, and myself, Donna, we want to thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.